Well, Alexia, here we are. Time to talk about the weekend. Fall is upon us. I'm excited. One of my favorite events, even though I've not been out to this event in its 8 years that it's been going, I want to go this year, the Zombie Walk.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to say that I've actually never been to it either.
I always enjoy the pictures that the Sun News puts out, and it looks like it's so much fun. Everybody really gets into it.
Yeah, it's a really popular event, too. And this year, it's expanding even more.
It's expanding?
Yeah. Whoa, great. Yeah. They made it a little bit longer. I guess usually it's 4 hours, and they made it 5 hours. So it's from 5 to 10 p.m. Saturday on Main Street and the Plaza de las Cruces. And along with the walk, which takes place at 7 p.m., the event will also include a costume contest with zombie trophies given out to the top three winners. And there will also be food trucks and vendors selling merchandise. And I guess they're focusing more on vendors this year as opposed to
So they're getting some more vendors to participate. That's great. That makes it all worthwhile when there's more than just the walk to be able to visit with vendors.
Yeah, and I guess some of them will be carrying some Halloween-themed merchandise, so that's exciting.
Well, here's the tricky part for me because, you know, there's different kind of zombies out there. The traditional zombies are the ones that walk real slow. I'm of the new school where zombies are fast.
Yeah, those are actually the scary ones, the ones that run fast, because if they're slow, you can, you know.
You can outrun them.
Yeah, exactly.
You can outrun them and pick their brain, but super fast zombies from World War Z are the ones that scare the bejesus out of me. So, okay, so the Zombie Walk, it's the 8th annual Zombie Walk. They've expanded it to 5 to 10 p.m., and it's taking place tomorrow on the Main Street and at the Plaza de las Cruces.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. Let's go nuts. New Mexico Pecan Festival, the 2nd annual, taking place this Saturday as well and Sunday. They moved it to the historic Plaza in Mesilla.
Yeah, it's taking place at the Mesilla Plaza, and events will include live music, a baking contest, cooking with pecans, live cooking demos, a 5K fun run, bounce houses, and of course, New Mexico beer and wine, because you have to have that at every event.
And you got to have food trucks.
Yeah, food trucks as well, yeah.
Does it get to a point where we're going to run short on food trucks, because they're going to be at the Zombie Walk, and they're also going to be in Mesilla?
Yeah, I don't know.
Inquiring minds want to know. Okay, so they're going to have food trucks. That's great. Let's talk about something that's fun for the kids, the Pumpkin Splash Patch. Is this something new or is this something they've done before? It's the city of Las Cruces.
This is an annual event. The city of Las Cruces Parks and Rec Department will host its annual Pumpkin Splash Patch, where children ages 4 to 12 can pick out a pumpkin from the water pumpkin patch and decorate it for Halloween.
Okay.
And that takes place from noon to 3:30 on Saturday.
Okay. Gives you plenty of time to prepare for the zombie walk. Take the kids there and then drop them off somewhere and go to the zombie walk.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay. Real briefly, the Harlem Globetrotters, an annual tradition, so to speak, because they come here. They make Las Cruces an annual stop.
Yeah, it seems like it. They'll be returning to the NMSU Pan Am Center at 2 p.m. on Sunday. And fans can stay after the game for autographs and photographs with the players. And tickets are on sale now at the Pan Am Center ticket office and Ticketmaster outlets.
Okay, fun for the whole family. Taste for your tradition. I can't do a British accent, so I'm going to try to say, it's time for tea, love. Tried it.
Do you hold your pinky up when you drink tea?
I hold my pinky up when I drink coffee. I'm a coffee person.
Yeah.
But my 17-year-old daughter has really gotten into teas, so I'm definitely thinking of taking her to this place, Old Barrel Tea and Spice Company.
Yeah, this is a fairly new tea shop in Mesilla. It's located at 2319 Calle de Santiago. And it offers a wide selection of uniquely flavored loose leaf tea beverages and blends. And they also offer spices, honey, and tea accessories so you can make tea at home. And they have some pretty unique flavors. For example, wild strawberry, lavender berry white sweet gunpowder, which sounds especially interesting to me.
Sounds good.
And mango paradise and a few others.
And of course, you can't forget pumpkin chai.
Yeah, I have that pumpkin as well.
All right. All right, Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good.